For Artemis, I'm responsible for bringing together all the Near Space Network ground and space communication supporting launch, early orbit, re-entry, and splashdown. Radar sites, relay satellites, ground stations from Bermuda to South Africa. Our team does the hard work of bringing together all of these different government and commercial systems together under one umbrella, so when those astronauts are out there, they're never really alone. I sometimes compare us to a telephone network on Earth. If we're doing our job well, no one thinks about us. But when our job doesn't go well, it's a crisis. Because without us, what is the Orion capsule? There's no communication. There's no control. There's no video. It would be a pretty lonely mission for astronauts going out there by themselves, not having anyone to talk to, not having any kind of feedback from Earth. That's what I think about. That's the job. Seeing the evolution from shuttle to Artemis 1, now Artemis 2, and looking ahead to actually landing on the moon, we are part of that. Each phase of the Artemis 2 mission has unique challenges that we've had to face and will overcome. Artemis 1 taught us a lot and formed the processes we've put in place, the team we've built. We're hoping to carry our lessons learned from Artemis 2 forward into the rest of the Artemis program.